What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Theron's Thoughts. My name's Theron Shetty. These are my thoughts. Hope you guys are well. I survived the hurricane, people. It was actually pretty dicey. I'm not even joking about that. I think I got lucky. I'm in a high ground part of Florida, but I know a lot of people who had to evacuate, lost homes. I mean, this is Florida, baby. But I hope you guys are doing well. During the storm, I was actually thinking about how important it is to have your family close by. Like, my brother and dad were both in the house, but I was like, man, thank God my dad wasn't alone. And I think these are just things that happen as you get older in life. Family is important. And I was actually thinking about that with comedy. I saw this clip with these two comedians who have sort of made it. And they were kind of discussing how they had to watch their daughters grow up on FaceTime. And I was thinking, well, at least you have the, you know, ability to do comedy and support a family by telling jokes. But it's not just comedians. There are so many people who are on the road. They've got to travel. Their job consists of collecting miles, hotels. The comedy route is just one of many brutal professions. I mean, think of movie stars. Movie stars are always on film sets. I remember reading Jackie Chan's book, and I think he said like he saw his son like once a year or something. Jackie Chan is this huge, you know, action Chinese star. So there's a lot of sacrifice in being in showbiz. And then, of course, you know, that bleeds down to your kid. And then your kid's all messed up in rehab because he never had a dad growing up. I mean, this is just, you know, thoughts that you don't think about when you're, you know, 17, 18 years old, trying to choose a profession. During the storm, I had a few friends text and check up on me, which was nice. And it's really interesting because over the pandemic, I think I told myself, the people who I have not talked to in months are out of my life forever. Is anybody else like me? Like, just not vindictive, but just short patience with people. Like, I'm very aware of who has checked up on me when I needed them most. And most people were not there. I mean, obviously, I didn't really broadcast all the stuff going through. I went through at home. And, you know, honestly, like, who cares? Like, I'm not the most important person in the universe. Like, the earth does not revolve around me. People have their own problems, especially during the pandemic. I'm just saying, you know, it takes effort to be in someone's life, and you notice that. So I have no problem cutting people off when I find them, you know, exhausting, when I find them tiresome. In fact, one of my friends, I had a blowout a while back because I was like, dude, you know, you're calling me to feel guilt, make me feel guilty. I talked about this on my vlog. And now I'm just super hypersensitive of who I take phone calls with because I have enough problems of my own, truthfully. And I don't want people to drain me, especially Hollywood people. And I definitely took note of people who checked up on me. I mean, this is the psychotic mind of Theron Shetty. Like, who the hell takes notes of who checks up on you? But I think it's important, especially if you know somebody is in a natural disaster. You want to make sure that they're okay. I mean, that's just human instinct. Versus wait till they book a sitcom or a movie and then you check up on them. Hey, what's up, dude? Leo DiCaprio, I was just thinking about you. Look, Hollywood is all about power. It's about getting famous, climbing the ladder, and you want to make sure that your circle is tight. And I think right now my circle is pretty good. It's very small. I mean, I think you guys are on my circle more than my LA friends at this point. But you've got to be conscious about it. I was actually telling a friend this on the phone. Do you know what the really cool thing is about a hurricane? It's like this maelstrom of just violence, wind, and, you know, debris flying around. But in the eye of a hurricane, it's supposed to be calm. Right? And I feel like that's the way I should be viewing life, especially now. Like, you just see all this confusion and just, you never know what to think and where to go. But at these little moments, I feel calmness, right? Like when I write my jokes or when I do stand up or when I go to the gym. And I was like, that's really what I've got to lock into. Just kind of, you know, there's always a space where you can kind of drop into and be protected. That's what I'm seeking. But I hope you guys have a great week. I just want to let you guys know that I'm alive. I'm sure you guys were worried sick about me. I'm sure nobody cared. But thanks for watching. We'll talk soon. Take care.